Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. So let's take it from the very top of the Mishnah there. The Mishnah tells us, Beishame Omrim Ein Motzin Las Akatim Las Alula Velas Sefer Torah, the Rishus Rabbim. He says, you're not allowed to carry a child, a lulav or a Sefer Torah, Rishus Rabbim, on the Yontif. It's a violation of Hotzah, assuming there's no Erev. Ubeisil Matim Beisil says it's allowed. So look at Rashi. Rashi writes here, Loas Akatim Kol Mili Dilav Letzorach Achila. Anything that's not Achila, we know there's Heter Ochel Nefesh. Anything that is not Heter Ochel Nefesh, Beis Shammai says, is entirely Aser. Now, there's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that these examples that are brought, are examples that are for purposes of a mitzvah. Lulav is for mitzvah, katan is for the bris milah, Sefer Torah is for kriyas Torah. And according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring these things as long as there's a bit of a mitzvah involved. I mean, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to. According to Rashi, it's not like for any reason. There is no tzarach at all. You could carry a child, even though the mission gives examples of mitzvahs. Rashi seemed to say, lav davka mitzvahs, any reason you want, you could bring, schlep things on Yantif. And Rabbeinu Chananel and Tos in the bottom point out, read Tos later on, that only if there's a certain tzarach mitzvah involved, but if there is no tzarach mitzvah, Beis Hillel will actually say you're not allowed to, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. So look at the Gemara. The Gemara now says, Tani Tanakami de Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Hashochet olas nedava b'yom tov loka. The person who shechs an olas nedava, he's in violation of a malacha, he gets malchus for violating yontif. So Rashi explains here, olas nedava, di'ilu olas chovas hayom. If there's a chovas hayom, which means a person needs to bring a carbon olas ri'iyah, for example, if he brings that on yontif, that's actually allowed. That's a chovas hayom, rachman ashari. The Torah says that's allowed, olas chova. Avalzu, olas nedava, that you just dedicated, there's no requirement to bring it today, but you decided to bring it today anyways. Yesh la'kriva la'achar yom tov, you can bring it after yom tov, and if one brings it on yom tov, he's in violation, he's loken. So the Gemara then says, back inside the Gemara, that's the klal. So if you bring a olas nedava, one gets malchus. So Gemara says, amr lei, da'amr l'chamani, who is the one who holds that bringing an olas nedava on yom tov would be in violation of a malacha? It must be Beis Shammai. De Amri lo aminan mitoch shehutra hotza letzarach hutra letzarach hutra nami shelo letzarach. It must be Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai does not hold to the klal. The klal, I'll say in the positive first, the Beis Hillel holds. Then I'll say Beis Shammai, what he rejects. The klal is that which is mutter letzarach achila, masha mutter letzarach achila, mitoch shehutra letzarach achila, hutra nami shelo letzarach. So since shechting is allowed for eating purposes on yontif, that's letzarach achila. Beis Hillel would say it's also allowed for non-eating purposes. An olas nedava is not eaten. An olas cool color gets burnt up. There's no heter achila. But Beis Hillel would say once it's permitted letzarach achila, shechitas permit also shelo letzarach achila. Beis Shammai does not hold to the klal, and therefore one who shechs on for an olas nedava would be in violation of malacha. So back inside now we can read that a little bit clearer now. Who holds this way? Damer l'chamani, Beis Shammai, damer lo. We don't say lo minan mitoch shehutra hotza letzarach hutra nami shlo letzarach. Just like hotza, you could carry for tzarach ochel nefesh purposes, you could also carry for non ochel nefesh purposes. Beis Shammai does not hold to that klal, because the Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, ha'aminan mitoch shehutra hotza letzarach hutra nami shlo letzarach. Hachan, just like Beis Hillel allows you to carry for non-eating purposes, so too Hachanami mitoch shehutra shechita letzarech hutranami shlo letzarech. So Beis Hillel would actually hold one who shechs an olas nedava and yantiv would not be chayiv malchus. So Gemara then says, maskila rabba mimai, how do you know the Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel b'ha pligi? Who says they're arguing about whether this klal is true about hutra letzarech hutranami shlo letzarech? Who says that's the machlokas? Duma, be'eriva votzal l'shabbos, ve'ein eriva votzal yamtiv kamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing about whether or not the halachas of hotza, and then the halachas requirements of eriv chatzeros, whether that applies to yamtiv. Meaning, mar savar eriva votzal l'shabbos, ve'eriva votzal l'yamtiv. Beis Shammai says, just like there's halachas of hotza on Shabbos, the hotza is also exists in yamtiv, and that's why they say in the Mishnah here, ein motzin losa katam losa lulav, unless it's an eriv. Mar Savar, however, Beis Hillel holds Eriva Hotzal de Shabbos ve'ein Eriva Hotzal Yamtiv. There's no Yamtiv requirement of Hotzal. Kedich Siva v'lo sotziu masa mibateichem b'yom haShabbos. You can't carry things on Shabbos dafka, but Shabbos in b'yamtiv lo. Yamtiv, there is no violation. So that's the machlokis here in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis. Nothing to do with this concept of a hutra letzarech hutra nami shlo letzarech. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. If it's really true that they're arguing about generally hotza and not hotza, not about this klal hutra, so then maskevla Rav Yosef el miata liflagu ba'avanim. Why don't they choose to argue about rocks? Why are they choosing to argue about the katan and the lulav and so on and so forth? Why rocks? Why that have proven our point here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says around 10 narrow lines up, lif lagu bavanim, ein iser otsa, ein iser tiltos. So this is a very important line Rashi says. There's a big discussion what exactly the reason why muk says usser. Rashi assumes it's based on hotza. The Gemara and Shabbos seems to say that. There are different reasons, but this Rashi embraces the shita of the, this is also the Ravid shita as well. E ein iser otsa, again, if there's no iser otsa, ein iser tiltos. There's no iser muksa either. Shalom nesar tiltol el mishum hotza. Muksa was only prohibited less elite to hotza. So those are intertwined. So if there's no hotza, there's no muksa. So umashlo gazu al kol tiltulim. So why aren't they aser moving anything on Shabbos? Everything should be aser. Afilu al ochlin v'kelim mishum. So why don't they say you shouldn't be able to carry food? You shouldn't be able to carry chairs. You shouldn't be able to carry forks and plates. All that should be aser because of gzera of hotza. The reason why, says Rashi, the ain goes in gzera ala tzibor, elam came rov tzibor yichon lamurba, and if we, of course, we assert food and everything else, people couldn't handle that. So either way, we see from here, muks and hotza are intertwined. So says the Gemara here, that if it's really true that they're arguing about whether hotza exists in Yontav or not, they should say, okay, are rocks muksa or not muksa? That would have made the point very clear. But they didn't choose the option of rocks. So it's not a question of muksa or not muksa, or hotza or no hotza. It's a different point. What's the point, says the Gemara? Ella miyasa, ella midilo miflagi mavan. From the fact they're not arguing about rocks, meaning it's not a question of muksa or not muksa, rather they chose a child, a lulav, and a sefer Torah. It must be shma mina b'hotza shelo letzorech pligi. They're arguing about whether or not you could carry things even when there is no need. So Beis Shammai says if there's no need, you're not allowed to. And Beis Hill says even though there's no need, you are allowed to carry it on Shabbos because Beis Hill yantit, because Beis Hill holds the kal mitoch shehutra hotza letzorech. So look at Rashi, the last few narrow lines of Rashi. Elamidilo iflug ba'avanim shma mina dulachuli alma yesh hotza liyamtif. Everybody holds a hotza is an issue of yamtif. Elashimina Torah hutra l'tzarech. But if you need to carry food, you're allowed to, even though there's no eruv on yamtif. You could carry your food from one place to the next food, even without an eruv. Ubeis Hillel islu came into hutra l'tzarech. Once it's permitted for food purposes, it's permitted in entirely, 100%. Anything you want. You can bring toys and balls, whatever you want, you can bring outside. But they were gozer on that which was a unnecessary tircha. That's needed. Lo gozer, they did not make a gzera. They allowed a child in Sefer Torah to be taken on yantif. They don't have the migo. Umidei d'latzarech achila shatara hetira huter. Only for food is allowed, but sheno tzarech l'achila according to Beis Shammai b'isur omei metar. It's still awesome. That's the understanding according to Rashi. So what comes out from Rashi here is that when you want to schlep anything, you don't need a real tzarech. There does not need to be any need. And again, the Gemara in Mishnah gives an example of a child, the katan and lulav, but as long as it's not unnecessary, like a rock has no purpose. But as long as there's some level of purpose, even though there's no mitzvah involved, Rashi holds, Beis Hillel says you could carry it outside on Yom Tif without there being an Erev. Now look at Tosas in the bottom here. Tosas argues, and Tosas says, look at the last seven lines or so of Tosas. He writes, at the end of the line, L'chein nir l'farish girsas hasvarim, go down one more line, sorry. Tzorach Yom Tif, k'tas arminan mitoch shutzul tzorach Yom Tif. You need to have a little bit of a tzarach yamtiv. It can't be without any purpose. There must be some purpose for the yamtiv. Aval, going one more down line down, I'm just jumping around here. Aval shalola tzarach yamtiv klal, vaday aser min haTorah. It's aser min haTorah to cook that which is not needed. He argues on this. And the examples, the Mishnah says, going down the last four lines of Tosos, could go and cut on lamulo, to a mitzvah nikres tzarach yamtiv. The bris milah on the yamtiv, that's called the tzarach yamtiv. Ululav latzeis bo, that's certainly mitzvah sel yamtif of sukkis. And sefer Torah likros bo, to read the sefer Torah of tzorach yamtif. So while Rashi requires a little bit of a tzorach, Tosfos requires a tzorach yamtif. That's what's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. So then Tosfos asks a question. He says, Hu adin, the last line of the last three lines of Tosfos here, Hu adin, shelo lemulo d'shari. You can even carry a child, even if it's not for his bris milah. The gam tiul, even to go for a little stroll, ashkhe nami de misachkin bekadur shikarim plute, they play ball, yamtif, belaz, beyamtif, berushizarabim, afa gavdulek el tiul, just like playing around, having a good time, enjoying having oneg yamtif is a concept. Doesn't have to be a mitzvah per se, but any type of oneg would be included as well, according to Tosa's understanding. So then Tosa says, v'im tomar, hashochet ola matzarach yeshlaba, wait a second, we said above in the beginning of the Gemara, Olas Nadava is also according to Beis Shammai, but Beis Hillel says it's allowed. What's an Olas Nadava? What's a Tzarach Yamtiv for me? I'm not gaining anything from this. Now, Tosa says a beautiful idea. He says, based on the Gemara, Yesh Lomar, the Hachanami Ika Simchas Yamtiv. This is Simchas Yamtiv to bring Olas Nadava. Why? I'm not eating it. Shelo Yesh Shulchan Chamale, V'Shulchan Rabcha Rekan. So my table should be full. Kadosh Baruch Hu's table should be empty. We want to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shulchan, his Mizbeach, full as well. So by me shechling Olas Nadava to make Hashem's Shulchan full, Kaviyachal, that gives me satisfaction and that gives me Simchas Yamtiv as well. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Now there's a big machlokas poskim, which malachas are permitted under this category of mitoch shehutra. So according to Levush, it's limited only to hotzah and havara. Only those two you could use shalol tzarech, but according to many other poskim, the Magamisha says, and others as well, that anything that's the main purpose of malacha is for ochel, it's allowed. So shchita would be an example of that would be allowed because it's the main purpose, of course, is for eating. So anything like shchita would be allowed mitoch shehutra l'torech hutranami shelo l'torech. Last seven lines of the Amud here. Afrib Yochanan Savar, he also holds b'mitoch shehutra hutzah l'torech hutranami shelo l'torech. Pligi, he also holds machlokes beisil beishami in our Mishnah is about this concept of hutra. The Tani, Tani Kami de Rabbi Yochanan, he taught the Brais in front of Yochanan, you get five malchus for cooking gid hanasha in milk on yantif and you eat it. What are the five? Loka mishim mevashel gid, you mevashel gid on yantif, the violation of bishul on yantif. Loka mishim ochel gid, you ate it, that's a separate iser. Loka mishim mevashel basar b'chalav, loka mishim ochel basar b'chalav, v'loka, going on to min beis now, loka mishim havara, because you turn the fire on. So those are the five different malachas, five different malachas one gets for this case. So Gemara says, Amrle Pok Tani, so Rabbi Yochanan, hearing this brisa, responds, Pok Tani Libra, this brisa should be removed from our Masorah, it's incorrect, because Havara Ubishal Eino Misha, the burning and the cooking on Yantiv cannot be part of the Mishnah here. The Imtim Salomar Mishnah, if you do hold this part of the Mishnah, that must be Beis Shammai. Dami Lo Amrinan Mitoch Shutra Hotza. Tzarach hutranami shlo tzarach, hachanami lo amina mitoch shutra havar latzarach hutranami shlo tzarach. Because again, what's going on here is that when you burn and when you cook a yamtif, there's no purpose. I can't eat it. It's a gid anosh. It's bas b'chal. I can't eat it. So it's shlo latzarach. So Beis Shammai says that would be aser. So Beis Shammai would hold havara and bishul would be b'chal iser. But according to Beis Hillel, no. Once it's permitted litzarech, it's permitted even shelo litzarech. So they would not be b'chal the iser here according to Beis Hillel, because as the Gemara says, di Beis Hillel. Kaven de army mitoch shehutra hotzah letzarech hutranami shlo letzarech hachanami mitoch shehutra havara letzarech hutranami shlo letzarech. And therefore, we see that Rabbi Yochanan understands also the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Shammai is about this concept of a mitoch shehutra. Fine. Now look at Tosas on the top here for a second. Tosas writes hachanami kaven shehutra havara letzarech vim tomar matzarech ika b'vashu gider kaven shu aser. What's the tzarech here of cooking the gider? Says Yeshlomar, Kevin Shahaya Bidaitel Shazel Achlo Hain Litzarach Yamdiv. So the big chiddush here. He says, what's the tzarech of, we said on Amun Aleph, Tosa says, Shalol Litzarach is only allowed if there's a tzarech yamdiv. Right? Hucha, mitoch shut shalot tzarech, hucha nami shalot tzarech. It can't be a low tzarech klal. There must be some tzarech ktsas for yamdiv. What's the tzarech ktsas? I'm cooking gid anash and yamdiv. I can't eat it. That's not a tzarech yamdiv. Says Tosa, because in my mind I thought I was able to eat it. That's it's very subjective. Even though my das was completely wrong and usher, that's enough of a tzarech yamtiv to be bichlal. So we see, although Tosa does require tzarech yamtiv, the threshold of defining tzarech yamtiv is very very low. New mission now. Mission is a little bit tricky, not terribly tricky, but a little bit trickier. The mission, the continuing Gemara. The Mishnah says, Beishami omrim ein molichin chala umatanos lekar miyamtiv. A person is not allowed to send challah, fresh challah, to a kohen, nor matanos. Matanos are zro l'chaim v'keva. Every chulin animal that you shecht, you have to give the different parts. The zro is the arm, the chaim is like the cheek, the keva is the stomach. You need to give to the kohen. We'll look at Rashi in a second. Says Beis Shammai, you can't send it over to a kohen on yamtif. Ein malichin achalah umatanos l'kohen b'yamtif. Bein shehurmo me'emesh, whether or not you separated these from yesterday, the challah and the zro l'chaim v'keva, or bein shurma mehayim, or you separated today, it's also to send. Now, Tosa says, lav dafka sending. Tosa writes, ein molichin chala matanos lekorin, lav dafka molichin, v'hu adin im yavo korin levesa lo yitnam. If the korin shows up to my house, it would also be b'chal iser. It's just that derech is to send it to the korin to send him a gift. But if Ezra Cohen comes to my house to pick up his gift, I can't give it to him either, lav dafka molichin. So why is this aser? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, ein molichin chala, even though you actually can be mafresh chala, lo shari le holachasa, you cannot bring it, you cannot send it or give it to the kohen. Elok tikin lesakin isaso hiter lo v'lo yoser. The heter was just to fix the chala so that I can eat it, but not to give it, not to do the matana. We'll see why it's also just continue reading Rashi. Matanos hazroa lachaim v'keva, the three parts of the animal that must go to every kohen. Afhein haramasan hiter lo. By me separating these items allows the rest of the meat to be eaten. Share nitstave laharimam, that I have a requirement to separate them. Veheach yachal sharhabasa, that I can eat the rest of the meat. Viafa pish ein tovlin kishar tevel, even though the meat is not really tevel like chumas and maisos. Leeser habasa vachila. If I have a pile of fruit, if I haven't separated chumas and maisos, that tevel is usa, I can't eat it. By the meat, if I don't separate zolachayim v'keva, that meat isn't usa, it's not the same level of tevel there. Miho, says Rashi, im lo pirish sharhabasa, if I don't separate the rest of the meat, Mehen harehuk ochlan velver basa. If I let an assay, I'm not giving the Zerol Chaim v'keva. But it's not an Isser Tevel, a different type of Tevel, he says. Hilkach, therefore, haramasan hitiru v'loholachasam. I can still separate it to avoid violating the assay. So that harama is allowed in Yantav. I can separate Chala, I can separate Zerol Chaim v'keva, but I can't give it. Why can't I give it? V'kulan mishum de gazri de ein magbin osam. We're concerned that it might lead to the Gemara is going to explain, I think, like daf lamed zayin or something like that. But Rashi adds in the word here truma. They're concerned if I'm allowed to send chala and zerol chaim v'keva, I might send and then separate truma. Truma is certainly also to separate on the yom tov, so therefore they have to make a certain gezer here. Although you could separate zerol chaim v'keva and you could separate chala, don't give it to the kohen lest it lead to separating trumos and maizos. So now that's all shitas based shamay. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Matirn, they allowed one to send the Chala and Matanos to the Kohen and Yom Tov. So Amrulem, Beis Shammai says, Gzeir Shava, I've got a Gzeir Shava. And Rashi says, it's not really Gzeir Shava, because it's not a Din D'Raisa that we're dealing with. It's a Kain Gzeir Shava, it's a Gzeir Shava Midirabanan. It's just similarities. What's the Gzeir Shava Midirabanan going on here? Chala u Matanos are Matan LaKohen. You give a Chala, you give Matanos to the Kohen, and Shuma is also Matan LaKohen. They're both very similar. Kishem Shein Malichan Esat Shuma, just like you cannot send Shuma on Yantif, because we're concerned you might be Magbiya the Shuma on Yantif, Kachem Malichan Esat Matanos, you shouldn't send Zerol Chaim V'Keva either. Samulhem Beis Hillel says back, lo, not true. Im Amartim B'Shuma, if you tell me about Shuma, that I get. Sheinu Zakai Baramasa, there, you can't separate Shuma on Yantif, so that's why you shouldn't send it on Yantif. However, Tomu B'Matanos Shezakai Baramasa, but by Matanos, where I can separate on Yantif, where the Kohen gets a certain zechus on Yantif, so certainly I should be able to send it. They're very different halachas. Hafrashis chumas aser, hafrashis matanos is mutter. So therefore, you cannot compare the two different cases. So that's the back and forth. Fine. So now, the Gemara says, Kasak adaitach, shehurmu mehayom v'shenishchatu mehayom. Our Mishnah simply said, the Mishnah did not describe when the shechting took place of the animal. It just mentioned when the harama took place. So our Mishnah said, whether bein shehurmu me'emesh, bein shehurmu me'ayom. Whether you separated the hamatanos yesterday, you separated them today, yeah, that's the machlokas. But the Gemara now just adds a different layer here. When did the shechita take place? So kasaka daitach, shehurmu me'ayom v'shenishchatu me'ayom, when the separating and shechting took place today, and shehurmu me'emesh v'shenishchatu be'emesh, and when the separating and the shechting took place yesterday, that's the scenario that we're talking about here. What's the relevance? So Gemara is going to bring a three-way machlokas in the brayse here. Mani, who authored the Mishnah? It must be Mani Masnisen, lo Rabbi Yosi, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, ele acher, must be acher. So we're going to bring like a decent size of each of the shitas, three different chunks of this brayse, to the Tanya, and then we'll plug it back in. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo nechloku beis Shammai or beis Hillel al hamatanos shehurmo merv yamtif shemalichin im hamatanos shuma meyom v'shenishchatu hayom. Beis Hillel beis Shammai don't argue. They both agree that matanos that were ready separated yesterday, I could actually lump them together with today's matanos, and some of 70 matanos that were separated today, I could lump together yesterday's matanos and send them off. That's allowed according to Beis Hillel beis Shammai. That's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. Lo nechloku The only machlokes is whether or not I could send the erev yomtiv, the emish matanos I had yesterday. I didn't send the yesterday. I should have sent the yesterday. But I didn't send it yesterday. Can I send them today? That's a machlokes. Shebe shami omrim ein molichin. You can't send them today since I should have brought them yesterday. Beisil matir. Beisil omrim molichin. You can. You can actually send them over. But they both agree. If I have today's matanos, then I can lump together yesterday's with today's. That's what everybody agrees to. The only debate is, if I only have emesh, if I only have yesterday's matanos, can I send those or not? And then he goes on to explain, so what's the debate? What's the dialogue? The kachayu beishame danin. This was the logic of beishame. Chalo matanos, matan lekoin, v'chuma matana lekoin, k'shem shen molichin shen chuma. Just like you cannot send shuma, so even if it was shuma from yesterday or today, you can't send it. Kach ein molichin samatanos. You can't send matanos either. So Amru lehem Beisil says back to them, "Lo, not true. It's not a good comparison." Be'im amartem b'chuma sheino zaka b'ramasa. Chuma is different because you can't be mafish shuma on yontif. Tomru b'matanos shezaka b'ramasa, but matanos you can be, and therefore they are kula. So even though the matanos were from yesterday, still you could send them today. That's Beisil's understanding. What comes out from this is again the whole debate is about taking yesterday's matanos and sending them today. Comes along now the second shita. Amir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo nechloku beis shamei beis hillel ela, lo nechloku beis shamei beis hillel al matanos shemolichin. They both agree you could send matanos. There's no question about matanos at all. You could send the zera l'chaim mekeva. Lo nechloku ela al chuma. The only debate about chuma, can you send chuma? That's the debate here. She beis shamei omrim ein molichin, u beis hillel omrim molichin. Beis shamei says you may not send chuma on yomtiv. Beis hillel says you can send chuma. This is very different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not say this way. So the kachayu based Hillel done, and this was the understanding of Beis Hillel. This was his logic. Chalo matanos matan lekoin, v'chuma matan lekoin, k'shem shemolichas matanos. That everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Yossi, even Beis Shammai agrees, you could send matanos on yomtiv. So too, kach molichas shuma. So too, you should be able to send shuma. And Amru le Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says back, lo, not true. Im amartim b'matanos shezaka baramason. Matanos makes sense. That I agree you could send, says Beis Shammai. Because you could be mafish matanos on yomtiv, so you could send them a yomtiv. But Tomru b'truma, would you say this, would you accept this to truma? Shein zaka baramason, you cannot be mafish truma on yomtiv. So it's just like you can't be mafish truma, so you shouldn't send it. That's all Shitas Rabbi Yosu. Now comes along the third Shita, which is who are the authors of our Mishnah, according to the Gemara right now at least. Nobody argues. Everybody agrees you cannot send Shuma on Yantif. That's a given. They only argue about Matanos. That's the machlokas. That's exactly our Mishnah. Can you send Matanos or not? So our Mishnah must be like Achayim and not Rabbi Yehuda, that the debate is about whether you can send Matanos or you can't send Matanos. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Mi katani shehumu mehayom v'shenishchatu mehayom? Shehumu katani. Does our Mishnah say that it was separated today and it was shechted today? It just simply says shehumu. It was separated. But who knows when it was separated? Uliolam shchitason me'emesh. Maybe, the truth is, maybe you shechted the animal yesterday, but you did the harama today. You separated the zolachayim today. And that turned out to be Lema Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Achayim. Maybe that sheet is Rabbi Yehuda and not Achayim, because Rabbi Yehuda allows you to take yesterday's shechting. You could have brought today as well. So that's like sheet is Rabbi Yehuda and not like Achayim, who make a distinction between yesterday and today. So Gemara says, must be Rabbi Yehuda, not Achayim. Gemara says, no, afilu tema Achayim. You could even say Achayim allow you to bring yesterday's b'hanoch d'nishchadu me'emesh. I mean, when we saw the Acherim in our Mishnah, in the Brisa here, say that you could bring Matanos according to Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai, they don't say Matanos from when? Was it from today or yesterday? They just say, stop, you could bring Matanos. But maybe Acherim hold, even if the Matanos were from yesterday, you could still bring them today. So maybe Acherim hold, just like a Yehuda, the Yeshi Matanos can be sent today. So then, in which case, our Mishnah works out very nicely. Both Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, Ihachi, Hain Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, then the Achayim let you use yesterday's matanos, and Yehuda also says you can use yesterday's matanos and send them today, aren't they saying the same exact thing? So Gemara says, Ikebenau tfeila. They argue about this case of tfeila. What's tfeila? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says around 10 narrow lines up, tfeila, Rabbi Yehuda matir, letafel, ulholich she'emesh im shalyom. You could bring yesterday's matanos with today's matanos, according to even Beis Shammai. They hold no, Beis Shammai does not allow you to take yesterday's and bring it today. But in terms of Beis Hillel says you could bring yesterday's matanos on its own, all day independent. That both Achayim and Rabbi Yehuda agree to. The only debate whether or not Beis Shammai agrees you could be metapil with them together, or even that would be considered us. So now the Gemara says, bottom line, how do we paskin here? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kurebi Yosi. Paskin like Rebbe Yosi, who is the middle shita here, that everybody agrees that you can send matanos. The only machlokas is about sending truma. The Rav Tuvi Bred, Rav Tu Nechemya, Havale Garba, the Chamer, the Truma. He had some type of pitcher of truma, wine of truma. Also, the Chamer of Yosef came to Rav Yosef, Amarle, Mahu, Lam Tavie, Lekorin, Nahidna. Can I send this to a Korin today? This is truma. And Amalei, Hachi Amar Bihuda, Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yosi. And since Rabbi Yosi says that the debate is about Shuma, and Beis Hillel is Mekil Legabe sending Shuma, you'd be allowed to send it to a Kohen on Yontif. So let's go a little bit weiter now. The Gemara now says, Ushpaz Chinya the Rava, the host of Rava, Bar Rav, Chanan Havalei, Asurasa de Chardila, had some type of, mustard seeds that were not separated from its kernels or shells, whatever they come in. So Amar Lei, Mal Lefruche Umechel Minayo B'Yamtif. So he asked his guests, Rava Bar Rav Chan, can you separate them on Yamtif? Eat the mustard seeds, take them out, and on Yamtif, is that allowed? Could it be a violation of Dush? Dush is to thresh. The threshing means to, like, step on things, but the purpose of Dush was to extract a kernel of wheat that was in its shell. You used to step on it, and that would separate everything. So, or you mash it, you don't crush it, but you can mash it, and that separates it from the shell. That's dust. So here as well, can you separate the mustard seed from the shell? Would that be allowed on Yantif? So lo havi b'yadi, he wasn't sure the answer. So asked the kami the rabbi, they went to Rava, amalei molin mililos umefarchanin kitniyos b'yantif. You're allowed to do molin, which Rashi explained is a disha, a dush b'klachayad. You could have kind of like, you move your hands in your hand, like rub them like that, and that separates it, but that's not a convenient way to do this. That would be mutter, since it's a shinoi on Yantif, that would be allowed. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, molin, the first white line down, molin melilos dadash kalach hayadu, v'afilu b'shabes lav deraisahu ela midirabanan. It's a shinoi. It's a deraisa, dash is deraisa. Shinoi make an iser midirabanan. So Shabbos, it's also midirabanan. But b'yamtif, since it's tzorech ochel nefesh, lo gozer, they were not gozer, and that would be allowed in yamtif. So now they're going to ask us a question. Now this is a roundabout way, by the way, to ask a question from our mission here. So Gemara now says, Eisive Abaye, ha-molil melilos be'er of Shabbos, the guy, let's say, separated the mustard or the wheat to Erev Shabbos. He just kind of removed the shell, but the shelling was still there. You still have a mixture of the shells and the mustard seeds or the wheat seeds. So on Shabbos itself, you could blow off the chaff or whatever, the lighter part, and eat the remaining kernels. You can't use any of these types of sifters. And that would be by Shabbos. Hamol melilos me'erev yamtif, if you separated Erev Yamtif, then lamachar mnafech ayad ayad, you could blow off the shell, the ochel, afilu b'karneva, afilu b'tamcha, you could even use a sifter, or an yamdiv, ava lo b'tavlo, lo b'nafo, lo kibra, but not a, like, industrial type of sifter. Says Rashi, no one uses those for, like, a one-time use. That's used for, like, large items. That means you're sifting for tomorrow and the next day. That's preparing for afterwards. So a high-level type of sifter wouldn't be allowed, but the basic ones, for the household ones, would be allowed. So on Yomtiv, you're allowed to do this as long as you did the Melila Erev Yomtiv. So then the Gemara says further, it's Gemara's Medayik, Me'erev Yomtiv in, Yomtiv lo. The Heter is only to do this Erev Yomtiv, but to do it on Yomtiv itself, that would be also. So there's a Kasha Terava. So Gemara says, Afilu Tema B'Yomtiv. Now the truth is, even to do Melila on Yomtiv would be allowed. Even though the Brayis only says Erev Yomtiv, it's only because V'aydi the Tani Reishu Me'erev Shabbos, Tani Seifa Nami Me'erev Yomtiv. Since the Brayis in the beginning was talking about Erev Shabbos, so they contrasted it to Erev Yomtiv. But Enoch Nami Afil B'Yomtiv, Melila would be allowed because since it's Dosh K'lachayad, the Torah Ochon Nefesh would be allowed. So that's the case. Now, what's the question to us? What's the relevance to the Sugya? So the Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case, Matzinu Truma Shezakai B'Haramasa, that would come down, you can be Zochet to Truma on Yomtiv. V'hatzan, our Mishnah says, Lo, imamartim Truma She'ina Zakai B'Haramasa. So how do you see that you're Zochet to Truma on Yomtiv based on the Sugya of Melila? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Imkain, last Rashi in the Omen here, Imkain, Demolulin Melilas B'Yomtiv, Matzinu Truma Shezakai B'Haramasa, D'Stam Shvalim Lo Mafrishin Truma Ad She'asu Dagam. When you have the stalks, so you're not chayv in truma until you make the pile. Until you make the pile of dagun, turn them into like the kernels. V'hamolin b'yamtif l'achlan mafrish men truma al karcho. So now what happens is you have the shibolim, the stalks. When you separate the kernels of wheat, before I eat it, I have to separate truma. So now, if I could do melilas, fine. It must be tzarech halacha nefesh. But for me to eat it, I first need to give Ezra the Kohen the chuma. So it must be you want kami zocha in chuma on yontif. That's the question. So Gemara says lo kasha. That's not a contradiction because it actually machlokas tanaim whether or not melila would be chayv in chumos or not. So our Gemara holds that melila would not be chayv in chuma, and therefore I could separate it and eat it without having to give chuma. But according to the one who holds that melila would be chayv in chuma, einachnami, I would not be able to do this because since I have to do chuma to eat it, I can't do chuma on yontif, memela, I can't do the melila eitherwards. As we see on the top of Yud Gimel here, the Ha Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda, that's the machlokis here. The Tanya, hichnis shibalim lasos men isa, ocham hem arai. Upater, there's a klal that if you're allowed to eat, you can eat achias arai before separating chuma. If I have a pile of tevel, So, I could snack here, I could snack there. That would be allowed. But that's all if my intent is ultimately to make a dough. I mean, I want to take all my wheat and crush everything, make a big dough. So eating a snack here and there, that's fine because the Gemara Melach hasn't taken place yet until I made a big pile of wheat. So that's pater from separating Shumas and Maisos. But if I bring them in lemolon b'melilos, my intention is not to make dough. My intention is to eat the kernels plain. So then, that's machlokes. Is that my gemar mlacha? My gemar mlacha, I'm not trying to make it into dough. I'm not trying to make it into a pile of a lot of kernels. I'm eating them raw as is. Would that be the gemar mlacha? And once it's a gemar mlacha, that would kick in an iser tevel and michayv and shumos. So lemolon, my intention is not to make dough. Rather, it's to simply eat them raw, straight from the stalks. Lemolon b'melilos, Rebbe says you're machayv and shuma. So if you're chayv and shuma, he would not allow you to do melila on yontif because you have the iser shuma standing in the way. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Pota, he says you're actually Pota from doing so because he holds it's not considered Gemar Malacha. And Melilos would not be Chayv and Shuma. And since it's not Chayv and Shuma, I'm Pota from Shuma. And therefore I could do this on Yom Tif because the Shuma does not stand in the way. So we'll stop here. Quickly recap what we did today. We started with the mission about carrying Katan, Lulav, and Sefer Torah and Yom Tif. Beishame says Aser, Beisil is Matir, and the Gemara goes on to explain that the Machlokas Beisil Beishame is about whether we say Ritoch Shutra Litzorach, Huchinami Shulatzorach. That seems to be the debate here. The Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan both agreed to that. Then he brought that Maisa about Mavasha, Gid Hanasha, and Chala Beyamtiv, five different Malachas, what the Malachas are. Rabbi Yochanan says the Machlokas is whether you include Havara and Bishan Yamtiv as part of the Malkos, is whether or not you hold of Shulatzorach would be Mutter or Aser according to Beisil. Then we had the mission on Beis, whether you could send Matanos and Chala to a Kohen and Yantav or not. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to. The Gzeri might come to Mafish Chuma. Beis Hillel says no, Chuma is very different than Matanos and Chala, and therefore he allowed you to do so. We then had a three of Machlokas in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Achayim, about whether they're talking about the Machlokas is about Matanos, whether the Machlokas is about Chuma, the Machlokas is about yesterday's Matanos along with today's Matanos. That was a three of Machlokas. And finally, we had this case of the separating Melilos and Yantiv, whether that's allowed or not allowed. We said it is allowed. Dosh, Mishinoi would be allowed. And Machlokas, whether or not that would create a Chi of Chuma or not a Chi of Chuma. And then that would dictate whether it be permitted on Yontif or not permitted on Yontif. Okay?